Oh, well, hopefully you'll join us tomorrow as we continue this month of celebration. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning. Welcome to the Master's Call on our second day of celebration. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California. I greet each one of you with celebration greetings, and I'd say no matter what you're going through, just say hallelujah. Anyhow, let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we just bless your name. We praise your name. We magnify you. We glorify you. God, you are amazing. And so we thank you that you woke us up and brought us into another day, the second day of October 2018, the second day of a new quarter, the second day of a new season, God, where dreams are being manifested and seen and fulfilled, God. So we just thank you for your grace. We thank you for new mercies, God. We thank you for allowing us to be here on this, the Master's Call, and for approaching 8 years here. And so, God, we celebrate our time here. We celebrate the lives that have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here, God. And so I thank you for our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would continue to bless them, keep them, and elevate them in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up Artists International to you and pray, God, that you will continue to allow the vision to go forth and that products will continue to transform lives all around the world. And so we ask right now that you would bless the speaker as they will come forth, God, that the message will go forth free, uncontaminated, and unhindered in the name of Jesus, Father. And for every life that is under the sound of my voice, God, we look forward with anticipation and expectation of great things to come in this day. And these things we decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the miraculous, in the marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray these things, and they are done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And so again, we welcome you to the second day of celebration here on the Master's Call. If you missed yesterday, then I say please go back to our website, www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, and you will hear what happened on this line on yesterday. Please, please, please make sure you share this celebration month with your friends, with your families, and even with your foes. Let them know to join you here on the Master's Call so that their lives can be blessed. And so I want to take a moment just to thank each and every one of you for joining us here. This platform was established almost 8 years ago by two phenomenal women of God, Dr. P.K. Patton and also Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And so at this time, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line one of our co-founders. And she is definitely one who is precious, one who is efficient, one who is outgoing, one who is kind, one who is loving, and one who is anointed. And at this time, without further ado, it gives me honor to bring to the line Dr. P.K. Pacola Roberts Patton. Are you out there this morning, Dr. P.K.?
I am. I am. God bless you, my dear. I am so, so grateful for you and your greeting the people and bringing people into our sanctuary this morning. God bless you. I'm sure you can hear me. Otherwise, you would be saying something. But I love you, and I thank God for you. This morning, you all, I say to you that we are so excited about this month's celebration, because God could have done so many other things with Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and I, but he had chosen to knit our hearts together to develop this call. And I tell you, there have been some wonderful people who have blessed us down through the years just by their presence. And our speakers this month are speakers who were there with us in the beginning, And we are so honored that they would take time and not call it robbery to come and share with us. And because of that, our schedule is a little different this morning, but 8 means new beginning. So we're going to be doing something new anyway. But so just get used to the fact that we are doing some things new. Listen, our speaker today is one whom we know need a lot of time. Why? Because he is already an author. And the book that he wrote that really impacted our lives and helped us to hang in here when we were getting started in Artists International was The Breaking of Average, The Average Breaker. And I'm telling you, I was just so excited when I saw this book. I said, Breaking the Spirit of Average, good God, what are these 7 keys he's talking about? But I promise you that as I began to apply those keys, I purchased those books, gave them out, got so many raving testimonies back from them. You all, not only is he a wonderful author, he is a passionate and dynamic speaker. And he used to speak for us in our workshops, in our presentations. He was just absolutely so beneficial in us being together. And then God did something that was just so phenomenal for me with him. He brought him to our home because he came to speak in our church in Colorado Springs, and we were knitted at the heart. And from that day until this, he and I called each other son and mother. And so without further ado, I mean, he will introduce himself. I don't believe in long introductions, as you know, anyway. As he presents himself to you this morning, I want you to help me to welcome with a hearty amen our own and my dear, loving, passionate, wonderful man of God, Minister Joseph B. Washington. Will you come and take it away and do whatever God has given you to do for us on today?
Amen, amen. Can you all hear me?
Loud and clear, my dear.
Well, God bless you, everybody. Listen, of course, you know, Doc is dear to my heart, and yes, she has become a mother to me, not only in absence of my own mother, who's no longer here, but just someone who has impeccable integrity, a woman of God, and I'm honored to be able to know her and call her mother, along with Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, another great woman of God who I dearly love and respect and honor. These two women, along with the women that are on this line, are just phenomenal individuals, and I am the better for having to know them and to be a part of their lives and to be able to call them friend. And so it is just a tremendous blessing. I won't hold you all's time this morning because of the limited time that I have. I want to jump right into the Word of God. If you have your Bibles, why don't you turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30. And I'm going to begin to read verse 1, which is my main point, which I want to just draw off of a particular word, and then we'll take it on into there. I know we've already had prayer, so we'll just begin. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 1. And it says, "Then it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day," which you all remember, the third day, "that the Amalekites had made a raid of Negev and Ziklag and had overthrown Ziklag and burned it with fire." Verse 2. "And they took captive the women and all who were in it, both small and great, without killing anyone, and carried them off and went their way." Verse 3. "When David and his men came to the city, behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters had been taken captive." Verse 4. "Then David and the people who were with them lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more strength to weep." Verse 6. "Moreover, David was greatly distressed because the people spake of stoning him, for all the people were embittered, each one because of his sons and his daughter. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Verse 8. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this band? Shall I overtake them? And he said to him, pursue, for you will surely overtake them, and you will surely rescue all. Back to verse 1. I want to draw from something. Then it happened, when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had made a raid of Negev and Ziklag and had overthrown Ziklag and burned it with fire. The Bible says in verse 1 that David and his men had come to Ziklag on the third day. This morning I want to talk to you from the subject, how to overcome the worst day of your life. Now, in this particular verse of scripture, the Bible talks about David and his men had come back from Ziklag only to find that their wives and kids had been taken captive, their homes had been burned, everything that they owned, everything that they knew was no longer there. It would be just like you and I coming home and those very same things happening, and you can imagine how we would feel. And the Bible said that this happened on the third day for David. August 12th, 2011, around 3:24 p.m., I was driving down Highway 75 here in Atlanta, Georgia, with my two sons after having a speaking engagement. And as I was driving, I received a phone call from my brother-in-law, who asked me at the point that I was driving, he asked me to pull over because he had something to tell me. And I told him I wasn't in a position to pull over, just, you know, let me know what was going on. And he kept insisting, man, just pull over. I've got something to share with you. And so just out of my own personal frustration and just wanting to hear what he had to say so I can get him off the line, I pulled over off of Highway 75. And it was at that time that he informed me that my mother, my best friend, my sweetheart, my love, my mentor, had been in an accident, in a car accident. I immediately said to him, you know, okay, that's crazy. All right. I said, how's she doing? He didn't answer. I said, well, is she in a hospital? What hospital is she in? He said, well, no, she's not in a hospital. I said, well, she's at home. I'm on my way there. I'll be there soon. He said, just take a minute and breathe. He said, man, your mother was killed today in a car accident. You can only imagine my breath left my body. My heart felt down to the bottom of my stomach. My head started doing stuff. It didn't register with me. And I told him, you know, man, this is, you know, don't, you know, this ain't good. Don't play like that. He said, man, your mother passed away. 5 minutes later, I received a phone call from the coroner's office asking me, was I Joseph Washington? In which I said, yes. He said, listen, we have your mother here. She was in a car accident. She passed away. We need you to come and ID the body. That was August 12th. 2011 at 3:24 p.m., which became the worst day of my life. A day that I thought that I would never be able to get through, a day that I thought would never end. And here it is, 2018, and though the times have gotten better and my heart has mended somewhat, and it's a lot easier to, you know, understand and take in what has taken place, it is still a day that will never be forgotten by me, but that day was the worst day of my life. And so I think about the many people that are on this call today. And I think about what was the worst day of your life? What happened on that day? What took place? Who was involved? Have you not still been able to get over it? Are you still dealing with it? Because all of us have had a worst day. And if you have not had one, one will come. That's not to scare you or to make you feel doom or gloomy. It just happens. It's a part of life. This is the reason why we have so many people that are walking around right now living a life of quiet desperation with the hopes that they never get found out. People out here that are hurting. People out here that don't know if they're going to make it to the next day, let alone the next moment, the next minute. And we're talking about God's people, people who name the name of Jesus, who read the word of God, who go to church, who participate in auxiliaries, who, you know, fight for everybody else but find that there's nobody there to fight for them. It's that hidden place. We always talk about a happy ending, but before there's a happy ending, there's always a middle tragedy or a middle point of tragedy. And so as I talk about how to overcome the worst day of your life, and I say that as a title because I don't know that you ever overcome it, but I think there does come a point where you're able to manage it better than you did on the first day that it happened. But David outlined some things for us. There are seven things that David outlined, but again, for the sake of time, I won't be able to go over all seven of them. I'll mention them, but I want to just focus on the first three of what I feel that is needed for you and I to go through that worst day, that worst moment. I often use the title, you know, how to remain peaceful while under pressure, right? And so I want to encourage you. I want to encourage somebody on this call right now, whatever it is, whatever you're dealing with, God's got you. Because we serve a God that has never been accused of a lack of child support. We serve a God that knows our every needs. We serve a God that will never forsake us nor leave us. We serve a God that loves us immensely. So whatever you're dealing with right now, and I know it may not be good, and you're saying you don't understand it, and I'm saying, as the prophet Ezekiel said, I've sat where you sat. I'm saying this too will pass. And when you come out of this, God's going to allow you to be a gift to so many other people who would have otherwise caved in and gave up or maybe committed suicide or just thrown their lives away. But you'll be able to say, I've sat where you sat. You know, God doesn't use people he don't know can't go through it. He only uses the people he know that can make it through the drama, the tragedies, the issues of life. So count it all joy. If you're in a situation now and you're still living and you're still talking, that means that you're coming out of this thing. But how do we overcome the worst day of our life? How did David start the process, if you would, of getting healed, right, of maintaining or beginning to pursue his healing? So the Bible says in verse 1 that it happened for David on the third day. Verse 2 says that his family had been taken captive. Verse 3 talks about, you know, David and men, they came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and the daughters were taken captive. The first thing that you and I must do is the first thing that David did in verse 4, and it says, then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more strength in them to weep. The first thing that you and I have to do to give ourselves permission to do is that you got to give yourself permission to cry. It's okay to weep. The Bible says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy, what comes in the morning. Here's what I want you to know. There's a morning time coming. Now, when it's coming, I don't know, but it's going to come. Your morning time is going to come, but it's okay to cry. It's okay to weep. It took me years after my mother had passed for me to cry because I didn't want to deal with the issues or the mourning or the reality that she was no longer here. But once I began to cry, once I began to cry out to God, I'm telling you all, a miracle began to happen, a breakthrough began to happen, because there's something about the tears that come down your face that when God sees them, he automatically comes in and he begins to nurture and he becomes to mend his children. Crying is good because, you know, scientists let us know that when we cry and the tear ducts are now become lubricated and wet, it cleanses the lens over the layers of our eyes. So whatever was foggy, whatever you couldn't really see, when we begin to cry, it begins to clear that up. So the first thing that you and I must do is the first thing that David did. The Bible says that David cried before God. He wept until he had no more power to weep. So the first key to overcoming the worst day of your life is cry out to God. Number two, the second thing that David did that you and I must do is found in verse 6 of 1 Samuel chapter 30. The Bible says, moreover, David was greatly distressed because the people, folks talking, running their mouth. People spoke of stoning him, right? Same folks that said they'll be with you to the end. They'll never leave you nor forsake you. Girl, we're going to be friends forever. But as soon as they find somebody better that can do something better for them, they are gone. That's why I tell people all the time, it's best to avoid the company of unenthusiastic people. It's time to get away from the haters and folks and people that got bad attitudes and got secret motives. Because I say all the time, if you want my best, stop giving me your worst. Because the Bible says here that the people spake of stoning him. For all the people were embittered, each one because of his sons and his daughters. Now they begin to blame David. Said, David, had we not been with you, we would have been here to protect our children and our families. But here's the second thing that David did. But the Bible says, but David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. In other words, David encouraged himself. So David said, after I began to cry, after I cried out to God, David said, I wiped my eyes and I began to encourage myself. I couldn't wait for somebody else to come and encourage me. I couldn't wait for a band of cheerleaders to come and start pumping me up and telling me how wonderful things are going to be. I'm going to tell myself. I'm going to encourage myself. I'm going to speak life into myself. So the Bible says that David began to encourage himself, what? In the Lord. Not in his circumstances, but he began to encourage himself in the Lord. He began to remember who God was. He began to remember who Christ was, right? The Bible lets us know that we serve a wonderful God, an all-ending God, omniscient, omnipresent God. So the Bible says that David began to encourage himself in the Lord, his God. So number one, you got to cry out to God. Number two, you got to encourage yourself in God. And here's the third thing that David did on his road to recovery, on his road to getting his family back, on his road to getting back what he had lost. The third thing that David did is found in verse 8, and it says, "And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this band? Shall I overtake them? And God said, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail, you shall recover all." Here's the third thing that David did that you and I must do when we're in a situation, when we're in a mess and we don't know how to get out of it, and we can no longer rely on our own human reasoning or the reasoning or the thoughts of other people. The Bible says, and David inquired of the Lord. So the third thing that you got to do that I had to do was that you got to inquire of the Lord about a plan that will work for you. God, what's your plan for me to get out of this situation? What's your plan for me to move from A to Z? Because I find myself laying in bed all day long. I find myself not caring if I showered or brushed my teeth or whatever because I'm in a state of depression because what I'm going through right now is too hard. I can't do it by myself. So, God, I need a plan. Oh, I know what she said. I know what he said. I know the advice that they gave me, but I need your plan for my life, for my situation. And that's what I had to do. I had to ask God, God, what do I do? I don't know what to do. And then God just began to slowly and surely, he began to tell me, here's what you need to do. Here's what I want you to do, right? And so you got to inquire of the Lord about a plan that will work for you. So not only did David weep, not only did David encourage himself, but David inquired of a plan. And then the fourth thing that David did is found in verse 9. The Bible says, so David went. So after he got the plan from God, he went. After he got his instructions, he went. You got to go. You got to go and get your healing. Verse 10 says, but David pursued. So after David went, the Bible says in verse 10, but David pursued. But if David went and David pursued, isn't that the same thing? No, it's not. Because when you go and get your healing, there are going to be obstacles in the middle of you going. There are going to be challenges as you're going to get your healing. And there's going to come a point where you got to make a decision. Do I stop or do I continue? David had men that were going with him to fight the Amalekites, but they faded away. They left. They said, man, we're not going to deal with this. So David had to say to himself, I'm going to continue. So the Bible says, but David pursued. Right? So you got to go, get your healing, and then you got to pursue your healing. You can't stop until you get it. Verse 17 says, and David slaughtered them because he found the Amalekites. He found the enemy. He found his possessions and where they had, you know, had been and who had taken them. He found the folks who had it. And the Bible says, and David fought, which is the sixth thing. You got to fight for your healing. You can't stop until you win. You can't stop until you get it. And you got to fight all night, all day long until you get it. You got to let whoever you're in a fight with, let them know this fight here, this is going to be a long one. This ain't going to be no short one. Oh, I know what you think. I'm going to give up. No, this is going to be a long fight because I'm not leaving until I get my stuff. That was found in verse 17. And then finally, the seventh thing that David did, the Bible says in verse 18, and David recovered all. Once you find your stuff, once you get your stuff, you got to recover it. You got to take hold of it. You got to take hold of your healing. You got to take hold of your deliverance. You got to take hold of what God has given you. Because if you're going through the worst day of your life right now, and I promise you, if you will do these seven things, read 1 Samuel chapter 30, it is amazing. It is amazing. So you got to cry. You got to encourage yourself. You got to get a plan. You got to go get it. You got to pursue it. You got to fight for it. And then you got to recover it. So I want to encourage somebody right now. I don't care what it looks like. God is going to get the victory. you are going to get the victory. I know it's tough right now. I know money is funny. Finances is low. I know kids are acting up. Marriage seems like it's on the rock. Friends you thought were friends are now disappearing. Look like all hell is breaking loose. But God is going to get the victory because you are going to be present, an asset to so many other people. And I want to encourage whoever that is on this call, I want to encourage you this morning that it ain't over till God says it's over. And so with all of that said, those seven principles that we mentioned, I want you to go out and I want you to recover everything that the enemy has tried to take from you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for another privilege and opportunity to gather around your word. We know that your word works when we work the word of God. Father, we also know that it is your will that we are healed. It is your will that we recover. It is your will that we walk in abundance and we walk in victory. We walk in joy. We also understand that even in the midst of our trials and our tragedies, God, that you're teaching us something. You're training us. You're reshaping us. You're reshaping us even in our tragedies. You're reshaping us. You're molding us as Jeremiah did when he went down to the potter's wheel and he found out the potter was molding and he was designing and putting something new together. Sometimes, God, you have to destroy a thing in order to rebuild it. God, we're asking that you rebuild us, restore us, remake us, reshape us. But, God, we thank you for being more than what we are right now, that, God, you've called us for a better life. And so, God, we give you glory, we give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Wow, wow, wow. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Minister Joseph B. Washington. How do we overcome the worst day of our lives? How did I overcome? Man, that was so good for me because at this age, we all have come through something. And we've had a worse day. And somebody is in their worst day right now. So we thank you so very much for coming to bless us today and counting it not robbery to come back and share with us. As I said before you all, he was here in the beginning when we were so blessed to be introduced to Artists International. That is the company that brought us together, Artist Life Now. And the Diaz de Leon family, the founders of that great company. And we are so, so grateful that the Lord gave Pastor Vanessa and I the assignment to pray for that company and for the members of the company. And down through the years, that has been our mission, and we have worked to maintain and to do what the Lord has said. And we are so grateful that we had people surrounding us who assisted us with that mission. And our speaker for today was one of those people. We thank you again, Minister Joseph Washington. You all, if you want to hear any of these messages, and if you want to hear some of the messages that he preached, go to our, they have been archived thanks to our own Dr. Vanessa. She saw and knew that we would need to hear these great messages along our way. So you can go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. And you will find these messages from this great man of God. And you all, you need to get ready for what he's going to be doing next because he's juicing himself into a business. I told him that God is going to do something absolutely phenomenal with him. And that brings me to the theme that God has given us for 2018 through me. Supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. And as I watch our speaker on Facebook each and every day, I'll tell you he's on a 60-day juice fast, and he is going forth and doing great things with the Lord, and he's looking so, so wonderful. Okay, as we go into our next hour, I want you to know that the MMC, the morning motion of the new morning motivational call number is 712-770-4005, PIN number 294617 pound. Again, 712-770-4005, PIN number 294617. We want you to go over and enjoy our speaker, coordinator Shirley is going to be on this morning. She's super fantastic. With that being said, we are going to close out. We thank again Minister Tiffany for opening us, and Lord, Minister Joe Washington, we absolutely love you. Let us pray. Holy God, as we leave this place, we leave knowing that you are God who will never leave nor forsake us. You are God who absolutely loves us, and you are God who said to us that we should rise knowing that we are declaring wisdom, favor, and grace over our day as we go forth this day. Now, we ask for those three to rest, rule, and abide over our lives today as we go out to have a super fantastic day in you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Come back tomorrow and celebrate the more with us. Invite somebody. God bless you. Bye-bye.